And listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show that never goes below standard. And if we do, it's probably your fault. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. We're anticipating your call and lots of stuff here on eBay Radio, 888-RADIO-30, or in other words, 888-723-4630. And you know, Lee.
What's funny?
Well, you know, we're so spontaneous on Thursdays. You never know what's going to happen, right?
Exactly.
Because nothing is planned.
Nothing, never.
Things just happen. Like, I could be sitting here, you know, we could be chatting, and suddenly you hear
eBay Radio popping.
Oh my, I wonder who it is.
I don't know.
Let me go and see.
Who is it, Griff?
All right, hold on, I got to open the door.
Remember the old Dean Martin bit where he went to the closet?
Yeah.
This is the same
Hello,
bit.
Hello, Griff.
It's come and have a seat. It's Brian Burke.
Oh, yay!
Hello, Lee.
Hello,
Brian Burke
Brian.
Is the Director of Community Development and Seller Evangelist. Evangelism.
Yeah. Or
no,
just
Evangelist.
You can drop the last part.
Yeah, please. for example, he's the force today behind Seller Meetup Groups as well as other things. Brian, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Are you taking a break from your cross-country seller meetup tour?
A little bit. Last week we were down in San Diego. We had a great, great meeting in San Diego.
All I remember is fried clams, but go ahead.
Yes, that was lunchtime, and Cindy did a really good job leading the meetup there in San Diego. So thank you, Cindy, again for hosting us. That was great to connect with about 40 sellers there in San Diego. And coming up, we've got the next one will be in New England on May 15th, and then down in Miami on May 19th. So, for those folks who are in those areas, you know, come out and see us.
So, who's traveling with you?
So, for New England and Miami, I will be on my own. And then for Chicago in June, and most likely Akron in June. It'll be me and most likely Melissa Ojeda, who is also down in San Diego.
Akron in June.
Chicago and Akron.
Okay. All right.
Chicago's definite. Akron's almost definite.
Yeah, I can't go.
Griff, poor Griff.
What?
He wants to go.
I do. I would like to go, but I can't. Yeah.
It was great having Griff in San Diego last week. It was nice to have him there.
That was fun.
So it was fun to do that, yes.
Yep.
So, Ryan, give us some remarkable experiences that you've had so far at these meetups. What's your most remarkable experience?
So, my most remarkable experience. Let's see, that'll be an interesting one. I'd say, each time for me, it's connecting with sellers and hearing the stories about sellers who have been, selling on the platform and successful, or someone who's come to the meetup with an issue and finds that it may not be me who's actually giving them the advice that they need, but a fellow seller who's actually been selling on the platform for years or even decades. And I think those are the kinds of connections that the meetups encourage and facilitate. And it's actually a really powerful thing to learn from somebody who's already been doing it, or if you've already been selling, to help somebody else who's new to the marketplace and new to selling on eBay. And all of us went through those trials and tribulations, and to have a helping hand really makes it easy.
You know, you've been with eBay 19 years.
Almost.
Don't remind him.
Okay, with me 15, doing the eBay radio show.
Yes,
with me 50.
And you know, I don't know if this still happens to you or not, but do you ever realize the great responsibility we have? I mean, when you meet these people, it's their life.
It is.
It's their business. And we have a responsibility to help them become successful.
Definitely. And I think also, you know, and to be honest with them and upfront about the things that are going to work. And then, you know, those things that we have experienced, you know, that will limit their success on the platform, and whether it's, you know, not willing to do something like offer returns if they're selling new items, or, you know, unwilling to try promoted listings or other things like that, the tools that we provide sellers, The fascinating thing with eBay is it's a marketplace, which means it's ever evolving, and as a seller, you have to ever evolve with it.
It's true. I'm at the meetups here on campus, but when you're out on the road, is there any particular topic or question that keeps coming up from one meetup group to the next? Any trends you're seeing as to what's on the minds of sellers?
So I think, sales velocity is always one. You know, how do I increase sales? I'd say the other thing that is, and this almost touches a little bit more on what Lee asked as well, is in the office, like Griff and I will see each other every single day and we get that human connection. A lot of sellers who are out there are sole proprietors and, you know, they're not necessarily interacting with other people around their business, and an in-person meetup, provides them the opportunity to connect with others who might be having similar issues or successes that can be shared, best practices that can be learned. And I think that interpersonal connection is really critical, to staying connected, not just with the marketplace, but also with your business on the platform and the direction the platform's going. Because as e-commerce changes, it's tough to keep up with all the changes.
Yeah.
And it's good to have sounding boards.
Griff has the best question next.
Oh, you running low on swag yet? eBay swag to be
yes. But next week we get an order in, and the following week that another order in, and so we will be replenished, which will be wonderful.
I'd love to be replenished.
So yeah. You give stuff away.
We do. We always have some eBay branded merchandise that we give to the leaders, and with these orders, it'll allow me actually to send some out to most of the meetup groups that are out there, so that not even an in-person visit from someone on eBay staff, but the other groups will have some swag too. So if you're interested in going to a meetup, please go to meetup.com. You can just type in the word eBay in the search bar, set the... You know, how the distance, I always encourage people, if you're in a city, set it to 25 miles, because someone might be 10 miles outside the city. Like the Chicago meetup isn't in downtown Chicago.
People drive 50 miles. I think you should put in 50.
Yeah,
people are willing to drive 50 miles. I've found that out.
Put 1,000 in.
We have a number of people who come down from Sacramento, which is a 2-hour drive away for our San Jose meetup every single month. And, it's wonderful to see them, and, they contribute, help new sellers, but also hopefully learn some things from us as well.
What if I live in an area where I put in 50 miles, say, and there's no meetup? Am I sunk, or, you know, what should I do, Brian?
So one of the opportunities, and it's how the meetups got started, which is you can start one. You can actually start the meetup, find a location to meet. Some people start off in their homes and then migrate to restaurants where there's a meeting room or a church that might have meeting space. In New York, Kathy Terrell leverages meeting space at the library. So there's opportunities for anybody to create a meetup in your area and connect. And they don't all have to be big. There are some meetups that, you know, it's a half a dozen, 10 people who get together regularly. And then we've got, you know, other ones like in Dallas and Chicago, San Diego, Long Beach, where it's dozens and dozens of people who show up to those meetups.
Brian, are you familiar with eBay Radio's seller groups directory?
I am.
It's very good. even if eBetsy does say so herself.
Yeah,
she curates
eBetsy
that.
eBetsy is someone everyone should listen to.
And so we have it by state and city. We have it listed on the archives pages.
Are there any areas where there should be a meetup and there isn't one yet?
So the nice thing is actually, we used to have a robust meetup in the Salt Lake City area, and, we've actually just, connected with, a gentleman who had restarted it about 6 months ago. And we have some teammates in our Salt Lake City office who've offered to host like we do here in San Jose. So that's a great opportunity for those in the Salt Lake City area. I think they'll kick it off in the first week of June.
Oh, fantastic.
And, it'll
be. Is
that
your next one?
That'll be in the Salt Lake City eBay offices. My next one will be May 15th in New England.
Okay.
And then May 19th in Miami. And then June 5th in Akron, tentative. And then June 6th in Chicago.
All righty.
There was a day I used to do all this traveling myself, and I have to say I kind of miss it.
Yeah, it's great connecting with sellers in person.
And you get free food.
And don't you learn things from them?
Oh, every single time. I think we learn as much from our seller community and the trials and tribulations they're having and the successes that they're having and experiencing on the platform, I think, as they do from us in us giving them updates on policy or product changes or where to find information on the platform.
Because I'll tell you, when you go to lunch with Brian Burke, he takes notes.
Yeah, what you're eating, what you're wearing.
Yes.
What you said.
I know Griff likes fried clams now, but mostly from New
fried
England.
Fried Ipswich clams. Don't give me those Pacific clams. They're poor excuse for bivalves.
She told you they were good ones.
And they were. We ended up, that lunch went on for four hours.
Yes.
It was like our dinner with, my dinner with Andre.
It's because
but it was
I'm
our,
fascinating.
Our lunch with Brian.
I take all the responsibility for being fascinating.
You do?
Yeah.
And you were.
It was all me.
Okay. I believe that you believe.
And yes. Now you know why I had to take notes, Lee. It was a four-hour lunch.
Yes.
I can't remember that much.
I could barely walk when we got up. And we had a meetup to do.
Yeah. And don't say it over the air, but remember what I told you we used to call our morning show in San Diego, and you said it would be a good idea for you guys to maybe do that? I'm sending you an email about it. You probably don't remember what I'm talking about.
I remember the conversation, but I think that the term might have slipped out of my head.
And I'll tell you why, because the website is available.
Oh.
I looked it up. So
why don't you get it?
Not me.
Oh, okay. Well, send it to us.
For
and we'll
you guys,
it.
I'll send it to you. Okay.
You going to stick around, Brian, or you have appointments to go to?
I'm going to run.
Okay, well, thank you so much for the pop-in, Brian.
Thank you.
Join or start a meetup group.
We'll be back with more of eBay Radio right after this.
It's the seller event of the year, eBay Open 2018, July 24th through 26th at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, baby. Sharpen your selling skills and up-level your business chops. Talk with eBay executives and employees. Network with fellow sellers. Enjoy great food and an epic closing party. Register by May 1st for the early bird price of $275 at ebayopen.com. That's ebayopen.com.
As an online seller, you're always sourcing. So make it easy. Now there's a new way to buy in bulk with Bulk Auctions. You may have heard about Bulk, the easy way to source liquidation goods via the pallet or case. Now, meet Bulk's 48-hour auctions. Score deep discounts on lots from top retailers that you can resell at a profit. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, pick a lot and place your bid. You can bid on multiple lots and keep bidding until the auction ends. 2, Bulk sends an email saying you won. 3, pay within 2 business days via credit card or PayPal. Bulk holds auctions on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, starting at noon Eastern Time. And whether you buy a case or pallet, your goods come with Bulk's guaranteed manifest. Browse for free at bulk.com/auctions. That's bulq.com/auctions.
As an eBay seller, you have plenty of choices when it comes to shipping software. But only one shipping software fits in your pocket, and that's ShipStation. ShipStation Mobile, free for iOS and Android devices, lets you get ship done anytime, anywhere. You can update orders and create shipping labels right from your smartphone, even handle returns. But that's not all. With ShipStation Mobile, you can actually print those labels via wireless from wherever you happen to be. So when you get home, all you have to do is slap them on your packages. But one thing you don't have to print out is a scan form. ShipStation Mobile takes care of that right in the app, generating a barcode for your carrier to scan at pickup and saving you paper. That's just how ShipStation rolls, wherever you are, however you ship. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
eBay entrepreneurs, let your business shine. Submit your seller story to the Shine Awards for a chance to win $10,000 as eBay's Small Business of the Year, or win $5,000 in one of 5 categories. Share your passion for eBay and tell how it drives your success. Enter now through May 10th at ebay.com/shineawards. That's ebay.com/shineawards.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where all the women earn 5 stars, all the men are top rated, and all the children help with shipping. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. We'd love to hear the sweet melody of your voice at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that sweet number is 888-723-4630.
Well, it was fun having Brian in.
Yeah, he's such a busy guy.
You know, I feel like even though I've known Brian for 15 years, I see him, what, for 2 minutes at an event or something?
Well, 4 hours.
So 4 hours having lunch with him really gave me some insight. He's a great guy. He really is.
Yeah.
He's interesting. He's caring. And I like him a lot.
Yeah.
I like him almost as much as I like you, Griff.
Well, yeah. Oh, that name. Yes, I forgot. Thank you. Yes,
you're welcome. It's excellent. I mean, it's so perfect for what you want to do. You got my email,
right,
obviously.
Yeah. You sent it to him too, right?
I did. I sent it to both of you, and it's perfect.
So anywho,
yeah. By now you've received your Q2 coupon for eBay branded shipping supplies.
I haven't used it. I've got to use it.
You better hurry. Remember, when it comes to packing your items for shipping, presentation is everything.
I think so.
Go all out with branded shipping envelopes and boxes, or just up level your packing game with eBay branded accessories. eBay tissue, clean recycled boxes, wrapped with colorful eBay tape and or adorned with an eBay sticker. You can find it all at ebay.com/supplies. It's also time, I don't want to confuse anybody, but it's time to start using your Q2 promoted listings credit as well. And remember, you can create promoted listings campaigns for single quantity items too. So if you're a top rated seller, you get $30 promoted listings credit each quarter. Anchor level, 25. Top-rated Anchor Store subscribers receive both. To utilize your credit, simply start using the Promoted Listings Program. Your Promoted Listings credit will be reflected on your invoice within 30 days. And you can go to ebay.com/promoted listings. That's ebay.com/promoted listings. So I know, Griff, that you get a little, I'm not going to say angry, but just a little miffed when people try to blame eBay for their low sales.
Yeah.
And I mean, it sticks in your craw. Absolutely.
Well, actually, it's not so much that it sticks in my craw. What it does is it dismays me, because it shows me that the seller really isn't approaching their business as a business. They're approaching their business as a victim.
Uh-huh.
And I think I don't want to see anyone fail. I want to see everyone succeed. Yes, it's easy to get started on eBay. Yes, it's probably much cheaper. We know it's much cheaper to run a business on eBay than a brick and mortar store or your own website. We know all this.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have to view and manage and plan your business from a business lens and not through a lens of somebody's out to get me. The world is an enemy, and you know, everything's against me. That's just, I know that kind of indulging kind of feels good, you know, and it may assuage, you know, a bad day, but it's deadly for a business. No business who views themselves that way can survive. And even though it's easy to get started, and it's cost effective to run a business on eBay, in the world of business, people fail at it. And I don't want to see anyone fail. I especially don't want to see anyone fail because of their own, the way they approach their business. I mean, you gotta think of it as a business. That means you gotta strip the emotion out of it to some extent. I mean, you have to have a passion for what you're doing. I don't want you to lose that. But when it comes time for your, you know, why is my business doing this when I want it to do that? When you start assigning blame, then you're on the wrong path. You want to look for causes and then remedy them. But you don't, you know, the
experimentation comes to mind also.
In testing.
Right? Yes.
Exactly. So this is what we're seeing with a small group of sellers when it comes to topics like eBay guaranteed delivery or free returns. The sky is falling. eBay hates me. Obviously, you don't care anything about me. This will ruin my business. And that's a victimhood mentality that cannot help your business. You need to get out of it. eBay is not, does not, we're not victimizing you. We're not looking for ways to get you. We're looking for ways to make you successful because your success means our success. Our success as a business, as a marketplace, is totally dependent on you making sales. And what we know about buyers, and lots of eBay sellers already know this, is their expectations have risen dramatically in the last 10 years. And people say to me, I hear this occasionally, well, you know, I wish it was like the old days. And I'm thinking, yeah, if it was the old days today and we were running this marketplace like the old days, there would be no marketplace.
Exactly.
Yeah, I want to shop someplace where I'm not sure I'm going to get the item, and there's no way to track it, and I may not be happy with the item, but I can't return it, and I have to pay with a method that isn't, you know, verified, and all these things. The old days, they were great for their time, but don't live in the past. My heavens, none of that would work today. Those buyers are all, they've all evolved. They're very different.
They had to.
You know, there are people who shop online who weren't shopping online 20 years ago. The only experience they know is the experience of the last 5, maybe 10 years. And that experience is very different than it was for eBay back 20 years ago when we first were, you know, we were still a young company and a new marketplace. So there's nothing wrong with celebrating the past, but please don't live in it.
No,
and don't wish it would come back. Ugh. On any scale, who wants, it's a common human trope. If I can only go back, if I could do things different. Well, yeah, probably, but that's not going to happen. So try to do things different now.
And one of the ways you can do things different, Griff, is you can, because now through May 10th, it's time to make your business shine.
Shine.
You can share your eBay success story. And I want to talk about something a little bit.
Yeah.
I have heard some people say, oh, I'm not going to apply because I'm not that great and I'm not,
I've
been selling on eBay 4 years and, I'm earning a living, but I'm just, I've heard that over and over again the last couple of weeks.
Yikes.
My tip for Tuesday was called Fake It Till You Make It, and I'd like to read that if I may, Griff, because it has to do with picking yourself up out of this idea that you don't amount to a hill of beans, you know, that you don't know the secrets to selling, that you don't know as much as that person knows, or there must be something wrong with you. So here's my tip. Don't be afraid of the term fake it till you make it. Many powerful people that you know were not always that way, Griff. They strengthened their power quotient by pretending to be confident, and they headed right into the very projects others shied away from. They shy away because they think they don't know enough or because they're afraid of a bad outcome. From applying for a loan for our business to negotiating with a customer or supplier, we should be using our best acting skills to portray a strong and confident person, even if we feel like jello inside. But Lee, you're saying, that's not being who I am. Confidence is not automatic in our growth process, Griff. We become more confident by having good outcomes. Think about that. We become confident by having good outcomes. So if you're holding yourself back by not going for the truly important outcomes because you think you're not worthy, try going for them anyway. Because eventually you'll make a lot of those good outcomes happen.
That's a very good point.
And there's my tip. Fake it till you make it. It does work. But don't be afraid that you're sitting at home alone with your computer, write out from your heart. You know what? Write out what you think you'd like other people to say about you. Why don't you do that?
Yes.
Okay?
Absolutely.
If you were bragging to your grandmother or your mother or your aunt, what would you say? What would you want them to say about you? So do it. Now through May 10th, it's time to let your business shine. You can share your eBay success story and your passion for eBay for a chance to win $10,000 as eBay's 2018 Small Business of the Year. We had last year's on, Angie, the other day.
Yeah.
Or $5,000 as one of 5 category winners in eBay's third annual Shine Awards. And if you'd like details and submission guidelines, go to ebay.com/shineawards. Again, the deadline for entries is May 10th. That's coming up in 7 days. That's ebay.com/shineawards, and this is your chance to shine.
You know, when you were saying all that, I was reminded of a prior career, and when I was knocking on doors to get into a theater career, and in New York and attending auditions, and there's a whole audition culture, and if you're going to do this, very rare that you find someone like I'm thinking off the top of my head of Marlon Brando, who basically just showed up one day and wowed the world, and he never really had a hard time getting any part. And he went from pretty much obscurity to fame on Broadway in Streetcar Named Desire, and then the rest is history. But for the most people who pursue a career like that, you know, it's competitive, it's difficult, but you learn, you don't fear going to auditions. You do it, and you expect I may not get cast.
Might be 100 people there.
Right. It just wasn't right for me, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to keep trying. And it's the same thing with any endeavor, with any business. You keep trying. If this is your passion, this is what you love to do, you plan for it. You anticipate there are going to be obstacles and stumbling blocks, but I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to keep on trying. And the minute that you sort of stop and say, you know what, I'm just not good enough, then that career is just not going to happen for you. And that's exactly what happened to me, by the way. And it wasn't so much emotional. It was actually an intellectual decision. It wasn't that I thought I wasn't good enough, but I realized I just don't have the chops for this.
Well, so, I have something to add to that about auditions. So
oh, good.
When we
okay.
come back.
This segment was brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, this is your cue to get in the queue at 888-RADIO-30. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Running a successful e-commerce business is complicated, but managing your listings should be easy. That's why award-winning eBay power sellers Victor Levitin and Maxim Godin created Crazy Lister, and why more than 100,000 eBay sellers are using it. It makes listings so easy, it's crazy. Just drag and drop to easily create mobile-optimized listings in seconds, or apply one of Crazy Lister's 200 templates to your existing listings with a single click. Editing listings is super easy, and Crazy Lister lets you keep ended listings forever. And if you need help making the most of Crazy Lister, their awesome support will make it even easier. Whether you're a hobby seller, small business, just getting started, or looking to grow, Crazy Lister has an easy solution for you. Try it for free for 7 days, no credit card required. They're easy at crazylister.com.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Listen while you list.